The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. It was in an article in a 50-year-old copy of the Journal of the Manx Museum that I found out that dog licensing in the Isle of Man was introduced to pay for roadworks in the island. Hounds and highways. They have had a common cause in Manx history. In the second half of the 18th century, the roads of the island were in a sorry state. Traffic, horse-drawn, of course, was increasing, and there was not enough money in the public purse to keep up with the repair work needed. Then somebody took note of the fact that there seemed to be rather a lot of dogs in the island, and so, 225 years ago, the new Highways Act of 1793 declared, "Great complaints have been made of the number of useless dogs kept by the inhabitants of the isle, to the great distraction of sheep, lambs, goats, and otherwise to the great nuisance of the public in general." The Act went on to make it law that in future dog owners would have to pay for their dogs in the sum of 5 shillings and 10 pence a year. The association between hounds and highways had begun, but the Act was far from draconian. Certain people were exempted from paying the money. The governor, for a start, who could have any number of dogs without paying. Members of Tynwald could have 3 each free, and certain property owners 1 each. Also, the Act neglected to make provision for collecting the money, so a new Highways Act was passed, setting up a Highways Committee of Tynwald, creating the post of Surveyor of Highways, and making all dog owners liable to pay on a sliding scale. Greyhounds, pointers and spaniels, and other coursing or pointing dogs cost 6 shillings a year. It was 3 shillings for hunting dogs. All other breeds and mongrels cost 6 pence. In 1874, a Highways Board of Tynwald was set up, but dog money continued to go to the same cause. The new Act also rationalised the number of dog types involved to only 2. Game dogs were priced at 1 guinea a year, and what were termed common dogs were 5 shillings. Now, there was no fee at all payable for the first 6 months of a dog's life. The actual handing out of dog licences seems to have started in 1882 under a new Game Act. This laid down that all dogs had to have a licence, and that unlicensed dogs rendered their owners liable to a fine of 5 shillings. Oh, and still the money went to highways upkeep. It was in 1908 that the Isle of Man's dogs actually had an Act of Tynwald of their own. It was called, what else, the Dogs Act. This laid down that the Highways Board should issue, in addition to a dog licence, a metal disc which had to be attached to the dog's collar. Collars also becoming compulsory. It was a slow evolutionary process, and there was more change to come under the Dogs Act of 1922, when different types and classes were finally abolished, and all dogs had to be licensed in the sum of 7 shillings and 6 pence a year. Mind you, this didn't last either. In 1958, Tynwald decided that working dogs on farms should be exempt from the licensing system. But inevitably, we must now come to the present day, and dogs, I am told, are microchipped instead of licensed. I'm not a dog owner, never have been, so I don't know what this involves, or even means, or even if it hurts. What I do know is that highways and hounds have, well, come to the end of the road together, and man's best friend can no longer be blamed for all the roadworks we have to live with these days. I think he could say these make it a real dog's life for motorists,